Welcome to the Unstoppable Real Estate Agents Podcast. I'm your host and real estate productivity expert, Kim Hughes. Join me as we focus on real strategies and implement real solutions designed for you to achieve major success in your business and life while getting you organized. Hi, everybody. It's Kim Hughes, and today we're going to talk about how you should onboard a client correctly so that you never miss out on an opportunity. So when you have a client, it's important that you have a very strategic system in place. It's not one of those things where you can just put one system in place for the client and let it go for all of them, because every one of them are going to have unique opportunities, right? So the way that you onboard a client and the way that you input a lead are going to be two different things. So let's talk about the differentiation here. Is a lead comes to you either from a referral, somebody you've met, your internet, maybe it's your social media, etc., website, whatever. That's a lead. But once they become a client, then that's another way to onboard them. So when you get a lead, you should have it in your CRM system. What category or what group should that lead be on? And so if you want to get real detailed and really good at this, you will have an email sequence that will appeal to, say, someone that comes from Zillow, Realtor.com, or any of those programs. Then you might have another one for your social media. You might have another one for your website, one for a referral, one for your past clients that are coming back. So you have a system for each way that you receive that lead. And then as you nurture that lead and then they become a client, then you have to look at it that you have to onboard them in the correct way so that you can work with them going forward, but also add them to your past client and not miss out on anything. So when you have a new client, you have to distinguish if it's a buyer or a seller. If you are in another industry, if you have investors or maybe you do rental property, things like that, this you just kind of have to adapt, okay? So we're going to talk about how you onboard the buyer or the seller. So the first time that you meet with anybody, you should have a list of questions that you ask them so that you know you have the right information. So for example, it could be, if you're meeting them in person, I would have a form that they fill out. Now, the form could be something that you carry with you that's printed. They fill it out with a pen or a pencil. Maybe you put it on your iPad or your laptop and they fill out the form that way. So you can decide what's convenient for you and what's going to work best for your idea of collecting this information. So the information you should always get is, of course, their first name, their last name, their email. If they're going to share their other information, such as their address, what's their personal situation? Are they married? Do they have children? Do they have pets? What kind of pets? It could be all kinds of information that you want to gather. Do they have certain hobbies? Maybe there's an interest. Maybe they like to bike and you like to bike. So now there's something of common interest. Also, as for their birthday, you don't need the year. If you just say, I would love to have your birthday, and they give it to you, you don't need the year. Just say that. Say, I don't need the year. I just want to know when your birthday is because I love to celebrate birthdays. Then what you want to do is make sure you put them in your CRM system under the right category, group, contact type. So a seller will go under a seller campaign. It should be kind of like an active seller. And then the minute you put them in there, it should trigger this email sequence that goes out to them as they are an active seller. Once they are a seller going into under contract, then they should be moved over to the email sequence under contract. And then after they close, they should go under the past client sequence for sellers. And that's really important because even though you have a group of past clients, you want to make sure that you market to them correctly. So in other words, if this was a seller, The first sequence that you're going to get from them is, they're going to get from you is going to be, gosh, thanks so much for, allowing me to help you with your real estate goals, et cetera, et cetera. And then as that campaign goes on, you want to maybe direct it to maybe to get them to think about buying their next home. So with that in mind, you've just got to make sure you address the topics that they would be interested in. So if I'm a seller and you put me on a seller campaign, maybe the first 3, 4, 5 months, it might be talking about, selling and getting adapted to your new environment, et cetera. But then after that, you want to talk to them about, when you get ready to buy, here's some buying articles, home improvement tips and things like that. So then when you have a buyer and you do the same process, you're going to then start targeting them as a seller. So you have to decide at what point do you start nurturing them and transitioning them from a buyer to a seller or a seller to a buyer, right? So just make sure that you have their contact information in place. Make sure that you have a really good CRM system. Make sure that that CRM system does provide you with creating customized email sequences. And then also, the way that you onboard is not just putting them in the database and letting it run. You should have an action plan. And that action plan should be, what do you do at each phase that you have made contact with that person? Okay, they're a new client. They are selling their home. There's an action plan. Now they're under contract. There's an action plan. After they close, they go to past client. There's an action plan. So past clients should be probably your number one priority after you have created your onboarding system, because a past client has already done work with you. They know you. They know what kind of work you deliver. So therefore, what you want to do is make sure that you have a very strong past client system, email sequence, and an action plan. And they are two different things. Email sequence is just a conversation that you're having with them through email. And an action plan is, what else do you do outside of the email sequence? Such as, do you call them? Do you send them a birthday card? Do you send them a home anniversary card? Do they get your newsletter? Are they invited to your client events? What else do you do to nurture that relationship after they've closed on their property? Because it surprises me how many agents will tell me, no, I don't have a past client system. And they are just leaving money sitting on the table. So when you create your system for new client, new onboarding system, and then nurturing that throughout the process, and now you're at the past client, then that is where you need to be strong as well. You need to be strong through the whole thing, but you've got to be really strong in how you capture that information at the beginning, how you use that information throughout the process of working with them, and then how can you use that information to complement the relationship going forward. So I hope this was helpful. It's very important to have that strategic system in place, because I know that a lot of agents don't really think about that. They just kind of go, oh, I know what I'm doing, and they have it in their head. But then if you start building a team, or you bring on an assistant or something that adds to the value of your business, you want to make sure you have this in your policy and procedure manual. Because if I'm going to build a team, I want everybody to do what I do unless they come up with something better. And so that way, everybody's following the same system, nurturing the same way, and then you can all come together and decide, do you need to tweak it? Okay. And that's another thing I would also recommend is, even though you've created it, you still need to look at it at least once a year. I'm the type of person that would say, I want to set this system in place, and then I'm going to really watch it over the next couple of months and see what I didn't think about. Oh, I maybe forgot, So think about that as you go through and tweak it as you go along. But knowing that once you have a really good solid system in place, that it's going to work, but then you also need to tweak it about once a year. All right. So hopefully this was a helpful podcast for you on client onboarding and everything. So if you have any questions, you know, you can always reach out to us. And as always, we really appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.